Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that talks with nonprofits in our area, sponsored in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union and Open Door Health Services.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me in the studio is Angie Poole and Aaron Kidder, and they are here to talk about Cardinal Greenways. Angie, could you tell us a little bit about Cardinal Greenways, what it is and what you do there?
Thanks for having us. I am CEO of the Cardinal Greenway Trail System. We are a multi-use trail, and what that means is we're a paved surface trail for walkers, runners, bicyclists, strollers, rollerbladers, and our wheelchairs were ADA accessible. So we're a trail for everyone. Cardinal Greenway is a 62-mile long rail trail. So we had an abandoned rail line that we purchased back in 93. And from then on, we've been busy building trail little by little. So we span five counties. Our headquarters is in Muncie. Mm-hmm. And we span from Richmond down to our southern leg through Muncie up to Marion in Grant County.
Wow. That is wonderful. But in addition to just offering this amazing trail, there are also a lot of events that people may not be familiar with if you're not a regular visitor to the trail. Aaron, can you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, of course. The big one that we have every year is Cardinal Greenways Bike Fest, which is a three-day cycling event. Starts out on a Friday evening with a group ride for the masses. Saturday is our Great Greenway Tour Day, in which people can come and ride and walk up and down the greenway till their heart's content. And, and we close out on Sunday with a professional USA Cycling Criterium bike race in downtown Muncie.
Wow. We depend so much on these events that we have, and sometimes I think that message might be lost because, you know, if you have something in your backyard, you take it. It's like, oh, it's there. It's going to be there. You know, it's just going to be something to see and then also help us support the Greenway.
So that happens every year in July. And this year, what are the dates?
Correct. And the dates this year are July 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Now, I know that a lot of children, whether it's school groups or daycare groups, utilize the Greenway a lot throughout the year, don't they?
They do. A particular program that we have is called Learning on the Trail.
Yeah.
It's free for school teachers or moms. Moms, dads, there's about 20 different activities. The fun thing is they can look through and pick, and then whatever lesson plan they choose, it will literally walk them step by step on exactly what they need to pull that off.
So, I love that. And I love the fact that it's available to just families too.
It sure is.
Now, I often see, and I'm sure you're aware of this as well, when people are asked to list their favorite things or great things going on in Muncie or great things going on in Delaware County or other counties, always on that list, I see Cardinal Greenways.
Yes, we love that.
Yes. Talk a little bit about why that is. Why is it so important to have it in our communities? And why does it continue to end up kind of in the top five of great things going on in this area?
The trail systems are so beneficial for the buzz phrase, quality of life, quality of place. It's great for recreation, but also for wellness. So you can improve your well-being by walking on the trail or cycling. So that's just one piece of it. When community members look to what they need in their communities to bring businesses in, to bring people in, to improve their own citizens' well-being, trails rank high every time. We are an economic impact because we bring tourism in, and those people will come in, they'll spend dollars in our community, but they also will visit other attractions in the community, eat in the restaurants, stay in the hotels. Aaron, I'm probably missing something. Am I missing anything?
No, just that it's free to use. It's free for anybody to hop on the trail at any point on the 62 miles, and it's just a free, great amenity for the community and surrounding area.
So I'm sure there are a lot of people listening, and they may be thinking, well, how can I help? How can I get involved with the Cardinal Greenways, and what should they do?
We have a lot of volunteer opportunities that we need each year, and those are from a ranger position, which literally is our eyes and ears out on the trail. We have our maintenance program, which is very needed. Our event volunteers help us with those. Of course, we have our board of directors are our volunteers and so supportive of, which Aaron is a member. We have an adopter program, which is kind of like the highways, you know, so-and-so adopts a mile of highway. You can adopt a piece of our Cardinal Greenway. Aaron, can you maybe add some more to that.
What a lot of people might not realize is that the trail is not a municipally owned trail as it might be in other communities. It's owned and operated by a nonprofit, which is, it makes it very special.
Absolutely. Oh, please remind everybody where they can get more information about the Cardinal Greenways.
Our website is cardinalgreenways.org, and make sure you put that S on Greenway.
Hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft, you can learn more about this program at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.